All right, girls, let's all have a productive track meet. I know we're all hyped for the big competition just around the corner, and I want to see that energy on display today. Now, are we ready to... And what are you two snickering about? Something you can share with the rest of us? My boyfriend is... Huh? What boyfriend? What are you talking about? Is it... Oh, no. God, it's him again. Why does that weirdo keep watching all my practice meets? It's annoying! And all the other girls keep teasing me and calling him my boyfriend. But he's not! God, this is embarrassing. I've had enough of this. I need to go finally give him a piece of my mind. Hey, you! You know, it's rude to stare. What the hell are you doing here? Oh, you just wanted to see me? More like you wanted to see girls in shorts like me running around so you could oogle them. Gross. What are you really doing here? And why do you keep yelling my name during training? You're cheering for me? During practice? That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. What? You want to make sure I hear you? What are you talking about? I have the best times in the whole school. People cheer for me at meets. I hear tons of cheers all the time. And you're just... You're cheering for me. My personality. You... Well, I don't care. I don't need your cheering. I don't need anyone's cheering. I'm not in this for anyone but myself. And besides, you being here cheering for me at practice is stupid and distracting. So stop it, all right? It pisses me off. Now, go away. Jeez, whatever. I need to go back to practice. Let's start the laps, girls. Nothing to see here. Okay. Ready? Set? Go! And already, I've left all the others in the dust. This is great. It's my favorite time of day. Nobody else to talk to. No responsibilities. No distractions. Just me, the track, the runner's high. Everything else just melts away and... He's cheering again? Oh, that idiot. It's so distracting. Doesn't he know this ruins my rhythm too? Oh God. And now the other girls are going to tease me when we finish again. God, I hate this. I hate him. I wish he'd just leave me alone. I don't need him. I want him to go away. I don't need anyone. God damn it. I don't need you around. Stop cheering. No, it's fine. Whatever. I'll be able to make it to the nurse's office on my own. I said it's fine! I don't need your help. Wait, what are you... Why are you... Are you carrying me? No, wait, stop! Everyone's looking at us! Didn't you hear me? I said let go! Let go of me! Let go of me right now, you idiot! I'll kill you!
Hello? Come in. Oh, it's you. You came all the way to the nurse's office after school to visit me, huh? I'm flattered. Huh? Oh. The nurse is gone. I had to bug her to leave. I didn't want her to keep hovering over me. It annoys me, so I asked her to go. She isn't going to be coming back unless I call for her help. It's fine. I'm fine. What are you doing here, really? I mean, don't you have anything better to do? First, you carried me all the way here in the most embarrassing way possible, and now you're the only one visiting me. Yeah, the only one. Nobody else showed up yet. It's not sad. Everyone is busy prepping for the meet anyway, and they're probably all preparing a big get well soon gift. Or at least a card. Okay, yeah. They maybe aren't, but why should they? I'm not any use to them with a broken ankle anyway. Yeah, broken. Not twisted. I can't put any weight on it yet, or it'll totally ruin the healing process. So, I won't be able to attend the competition. Can you believe how hard I blew it? I'm the team's star runner. Everyone's expectations were on me. And now, I can't even run. The nurse isn't even sure I should be running again at all. I don't know. She just sent it offhand, but... You know what? Before you came to visit, I was thinking, and I realized this was all your fault. If you had just minded your own business, I wouldn't have been distracted and I wouldn't have fallen over. Why do you keep doting on me like this? Why do you keep popping up wherever I go? I don't care, okay? I know we used to be friends, but I don't care. That was a long time ago. And we were just kids. We weren't the same people from back then. I'm my own person now, and I've moved on. Why can't you do the same? Why can't you just leave me alone? Why did you do this to me, even though I... We... How...
No. That wasn't fair.
You didn't do this. I'm the idiot who tried to turn around while running, and... I'm just an idiot with no friends. And that's not your fault either. God. I'm sorry. I feel like we've done this before. Me crying. And you holding me all reassuringly like this? Yeah, that's right. I can't believe you remember that, too. I used to get bullied a lot in elementary school, didn't I? But you were always there to make me feel better for whatever reason. I remember all those stupid faces you made. But they did make me feel better. And, yeah, we played. We played a lot. And I started running, and I got really good. Then, that's when people stopped bullying me, huh? They even said I was cool because I was so fast. So, I just kept running. I practiced until there wasn't anyone who could run faster than me. But by then, it was middle school. And that meant I didn't have time to see you anymore. We just stopped being friends. We didn't talk at all. I thought you forgot about me. That's why I was so surprised to see you still following me. I mean, when was the last time we even talked? Like, seriously talked, rather than you screaming, "Yeah, go you!" like an idiot. That's the reason I found you so distracting. Just having you around made me remember things I'd rather not. Who I used to be, what happened to me before, what I've lost. I think I miss you. You're still holding me. Hey, I didn't say to let go. You know, you're so warm. How long has it been since the last time anyone really held me like this? I don't want to let go of you. I don't want to let go ever again. I don't have any other friends, and I can't even stand on my own anymore. So I'm afraid to be alone. Now that I really understand what it's like, I don't want to ever be alone again. Being alone is the worst feeling in the world. Thank you for being there for me. And not just now. Always. You've always been there for me. I didn't appreciate it, and now look where it got me. I should have been more attentive as a friend. Is there any way I can really make it up to you? I hope we can be friends again. It would mean a lot to me. Can I tell you something? It's kind of embarrassing, though. But I think I really did miss you. It just feels good to talk to you again. Oh, and can I ask something else? Can I kiss you? I don't know. It just, it feels like the right thing to do. And I, well, come here. Wow. That felt way different than I expected. No, that was good. It was really good. It felt like my entire body just shook. It's like when you need a hug, but you didn't know it. And when you get it, well, you know. It's been forever since I felt any real kind of intimacy, so that kiss felt nice. I'm so happy. Even though I'm hurt and lost, and I have no idea what to do with myself now. Just being held by you. Makes me so happy. I want you. You know. Yes, I'm sure. I want you. I want you to feel as close to me as two people can be. Because I'm afraid of losing you again. I know it doesn't make sense to worry about all that since you've been chasing me for so long, but you underestimate just how good I am at driving people away. If you really want to be with me, please, please do this for me. I need to know if I'm... Jeez. Don't surprise me like that, but thanks. Help me take my shirt off. There we go. What are you looking at now? It's just a sports bra. Sorry. I wasn't exactly expecting this would happen today or ever. Stop staring so hard, Dork. Go look that way. It's not even off yet. If you just let me. Ta-da! I know they're not really that big. You weren't gonna say anything. Bullshit. I know I've never been a good-looking girl. Don't touch them. I just said I'm sensitive about them. Not that kind of sensitive. Well, I guess I am that kind of sensitive too, but... hey! Don't like them. That's... Wait. Why are you playing with them so much? What? They are not cute. I'm not cute. I'm not. I'm a skinny track girl with no curves and a lousy personality. Stop calling me cute. It makes me feel so strange. Shut up. I'm not blushing. Hey, where are you? You really liked me? Throw my track shorts too. You know, those aren't clean at all. They're still sweaty and gross and... don't talk about how I smell, you creep. How could you think my dirty gym shorts smell nice? Because it's my smell. That's... God, stop! Wouldn't you rather just taste me directly? Okay. Let me just take my shorts off. But gotta be careful with my ankle and... there. Well... there it is. I can barely even say it. It's my pussy. You're the first guy to ever see it, you know? Isn't it weird? No? You're touching me. Just feels strange. I don't know if it feels good yet. Like, it's just sort of warm, and your hands are just being touched by you is new, but you're so gentle. It's kind of nice. Your hand is so hot, too. Inside? Yeah. Just one finger, please. And slowly... yeah, you're in... your finger. Oh, it feels... well... kind of just feels like there's something inside, but I don't think it's bad. It's like being filled up and... God. No. You didn't hurt me. I think I... That was my clit, wasn't it? You touched something up. It just felt like a shock of pleasure through my body. And it was really sudden. I'm sorry. You can touch it again, please. I want you to touch it again. It does feel good. No, I don't masturbate much at all, really. I go to practice every day, and I'm usually tired by the time I get home and all my stuff is done. So I'm sore and tired all over. Your fingers, your hands, just feeling you going faster and faster. This feels incredible. I want to feel another finger. Can you put it in, please? Both of it. It feels so. Your thumb there too. I feel. Feel like something's growing. I feel so hot. I haven't felt like this before. Oh God. Oh, I didn't know it was even possible to feel this good. Oh God. Oh God. What have I been missing out on? Oh, it just feels so good. Oh, you pressing me like that. I feel like. I think I'm gonna go. If you keep doing that, I feel like I'm gonna come. I just wanna come all over your fingers. Oh, if you keep doing that, please. I want you to make me come, please. I wanna know you do this to me. Oh, just do it like that. Yeah, keep touching me like that. Oh, I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come, please. I'm coming. I'm coming. I hope I wasn't too loud. That's the first time I've ever come in front of a guy, you know. God, I made such a mess. Was I really that pent up? It felt amazing, though. You've been looking at me like that for a while now. Do you really find me attractive? I don't get you, but thanks. You know, I want you inside of me so badly. Because, well, if you really think I'm pretty, then I bet it would be really good for you if you were inside, right? I want to make you feel good. I want to apologize, too, for everything, and I want to be close to you. So, I mean it. I
what you was my first, and it would mean a lot to me. I read in a magazine once that having the girl on top is the least painful way to lose your virginity, but I can't put any weight on the leg, so I'm putting a lot of trust in you. Please be gentle with me. Yeah, I'm a little scared. Hey, don't stroke my face like that. I'm not blushing. I'm just... Maybe, but it's just because I don't know how to respond when you do that. It's so nice, and... Hey, don't say that. You can't. You can't just say that stuff unless you really mean it. Huh? You aren't just saying that, are you? You aren't playing with my feelings? You really do love me? I don't understand you at all. But it does make me happy. I think I'm relaxed now. It's okay. You can put yourself inside of me. I think I'm ready. Oh, what is that? Oh. I feel so full. What is that inside? It feels like... kind of feels good. But, it's like, having something on fire. Is this what sex is like? Oh, it feels like you're so close. I've never had someone touch or feel me like this. What? Am I ready? What do you mean? Huh? Oh my god. There's more? I'm gonna feel more? Okay. Just do it already. You've already... Oh god. Wait. I feel like... I know I'm okay. I'm you really think kissing is just gonna make all my problems go away? Come down here. I just want to hold you. It's fine. I just got surprised. Your body is so warm. So steady. So reassuring. When I'm holding you like this, I can almost believe that I deserve something good like this. What? Hey, what are you? You're a lot stronger than you look. Carrying me again like this? Hold me tight, please. I don't want you to drop me either. God. You're holding me so close. You almost convinced me you don't want to ever let go. Oh. I kind of like this. The way that we hold each other super close. And the way that we look into each other's eyes. This is more embarrassing than before. But I like seeing how warmly that you're looking at me. Hey, what do I look like right now? What? Like an innocent girl? Really? I didn't think it was possible for me to look like that. Please, keep holding me. Keep holding me. Oh, back on the bed again, I see. What? You're afraid you drop me? You're strong enough. What do you mean? Oh, when you come? Oh, I see. Well, that's considerate of you, but... Oh, you're so big inside again. Oh, you're pounding so rough. Why are you pounding so rough into me right now? I feel too good. I guess it must be pretty tight, being an athlete and all. What? It's because it's me? Oh, God. Is everything a chance for cheesy lines with you? I feel so warm inside already. So warm and so loved. And you're so strong. You're totally gonna break me. My legs are just flailing helplessly up above you, and you just slam into me over and over and over again. Am I really driving you that crazy? Stop saying that. I'm not used to being told that yet. Shut up. Don't say it's true like that's the excuse. My heart isn't ready for that yet. Stop it. I said it's mean to play with feelings. Fine. I love you too. I love you. I love you so much. I'm sorry I left you. And I'm so sorry I always yell at you for just caring about me. I shouldn't have left you as a friend. And I feel so bad. Every time I saw you, these feelings I didn't know how to handle would come up welling inside of me. And everyone would start treating me differently. And I'd lash out because I'm a lousy, no-good person. I hate that. I don't want to be that person anymore. I want to be a girl who could just be honest with her feelings like this. You really do bring out the best in me like this. Please, just break that old bitch with your cock and make her into a better person who's worth loving. You're too good for me. Oh, I love you so much. The pressure in my gut is coming back. Thank you. You're gonna make me come. Are you close? I can't tell. Your cock's been going crazy inside of me this whole time. It's okay. I want you inside. I want to do whatever I can to make you feel good. I want you to make me feel good. Please. If that's what you want. I want anything you want. Oh, I should have just been making you feel good instead of yelling at you and insulting you and... please. I know you want it. I want you to finish inside of me. Please, finish inside of me. Please, come for me inside. I'll come for you too. I'll come the same time as you. I'm already so close. Please. You're making me desperate. I want it. I want it so bad. Please. I'm about to come. Jeez. I can just feel how hot your cum is inside of me. You're pulsing so much. Oh, you must have cum so much too. I can still feel you throbbing. God, you must have cum so hard. Haven't you been jerking off? What? It's hard to think dirty thoughts when you're busy worrying about the girl you like. Oh. Thanks, you dork.
Okay, everyone. Are we all ready to practice? The coaches all expect great things from us someday, so... Oh, my boyfriend's here? Of course he is. He never misses any of my practice meets. Hold on. I'm gonna go say hi. Hey, it's good to see you. I missed you too. Sorry being in rehab took up so much more of my time recently, but hey, evidently it's working. I'm really happy you waited for me.
Yeah.
Sometimes my ankle gets sore, and my times have dropped so much since the injury, but I'm back, and that's all I can ask for. I can run again. And now I can run happily, knowing someone is watching over me. Thank you for being there for me. You know you did. Anyway, I'll see you after practice. I love you. Okay, I gotta go.
Okay, everyone. Let's all do our best. Ready? Set? Go!